This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. This is Wednesday, so it is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. And she brings a guest with her today that, Keita, I've got all this in front of me. You want me to do the introduction?
Yeah. So, hang on. I just did something really crazy. My dog was making this horrible sound, and then there was nothing. So about 20 seconds ago, I did the Heimlich on her, and it was a quarter. She somehow managed to inhale a quarter she found on the ground somewhere.
So, from here on out, this is going to be like a veterinary hour that we're going to do from here on out? That was going to be?
That was just so bizarre, I have to tell you.
That's pretty good stuff. I'll tell my wife. She's a dog lover, too. Your guest today, he was born in the forward deployed area for World War III. I served out there myself a little bit. He's been an Army non-commissioned officer, an Army officer. He got out and he decided to be a professor and teach military type stuff. He was part of the prosecution team against Timothy McVeigh, and he's the author of the book On Killing, The Psychological Cost of Learning to Kill in War and Society, and his name is Dave Grossman. Mr. Grossman, I have wanted to have you on the show for a long time. I'm glad Keita finally got you over.
I am so honored to be online with you. Great, right-thinking, squared-away, straight-shooting Americans, silver bullets of truth and justice out there going across the radio waves, and a great big Army Ranger who went to all of the listeners out there who are taking their time, getting good information from good people. And kid, I am so tickled to be on board with you. I just finished reading your book. And there's so many things I want to talk about. I guess we got a whole hour. I'm looking forward to it.
You do have a whole hour. What I'm going to is I'm the Keita. You take it from here, and I will be standing by, monitoring everything else, and I'll be back in just a second.
Keita, are you still there?
Hey, I'm there.
Okay, I want to tell you about Doggy Heimlich. Now, your audience are going to say these guys are nuts.
Right.
My son is a 9 combat tour, spec ops, and he and I war game all the time when we get together. So we were war gaming. And we had his two little girls roll the dice for us. And one of the dice went off the table, and the dog ate it. And this little 3-year-old girl takes this Vizsla, and she pulls the jaws apart, reaches down his throat, and pulls out the chunk of rawhide. Where did that come from? And she throws it down, reaches down his throat again, wasn't able to get to recover the dice. The dice came out the other end eventually, and we still play with that dice. He has a special characteristic.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll never go and talk out loud about my awesome warrior granddaughter reaching down the dog's throat. I mean, I'm talking reach down to the elbow or more down this dog's throat. And I'm like, where did that come from? So I'm glad your dog's okay, and I'm so tickled to be on board with you. And all you listeners out there, I have just finished reading the single best book on shooting and martial arts that I have read in a very long time. Keita's book, Move Smart, is just straight brilliant. Now, Keita, I want to talk to you and tell your listeners about the martial art of the firearm, Hojitsu. And then I'll use that as a foundation to talk about your book and some of the things in there. But I grew up in the martial arts. I love the martial arts. Back in those days, there was one dojo in most towns, and we moved fairly often. And I did all kinds of different variety of martial arts. I grew up in the dojo. I turned 18. I enlisted in the Army. And I was a paratrooper, and later on, an infantry officer, ranger qualified. And my martial art was the rifle and the pistol. And for years, I'd heard about the martial art, the firearms, called Hojutsu, H-O-J-U-T-S-U. And their website is Hojutsu.com. That's Hotel Oscar Juliet Uniform Tango Sierra Uniform Hojutsu. And I heard about these guys, and Japan had a martial art of the firearm. Around the mid-1800s, with repeating firearms, Japan said, time out. You know, muzzle loaders are one thing, repeating firearms changes our way of life, and they banned gunpowder. And the art of Hojutsu, the fire arts, died. So an amazing guy named Jeff Hall. He's a Vietnam Ranger right at the very end of the war. Puts him just a year or two older than me. He's the most decorated Alaska State Trooper. He ran their training academy forever. Lieutenant, one of 30-odd grandmaster pistol shots on the planet, and a high-level martial artist in multiple fields. And he resurrected, with permission, the appropriate people in Japan, the art of the firearm called Hojutsu. And I'd heard about it for years. Hojutsu practitioners over 20 have been in real-world gunfights with over 98% hit rate. And nobody else can claim that. And it's brilliant stuff. I showed up the first time thinking I was good. I do a little competitive shooting, front sight, front sight grad, and gun sight grad, little military training. And you shoot for your belt. There's one kata, the black belt move, and you would love the moves in that kata because it does everything in your book. You know, turn the head and then move. It's all in the kata. It's all there. You know, cross around and over and other things we can talk about. This book is brilliant because it gives a scientific reason to do the things that we do. Every martial art I've ever been in, when you do a kata, you turn your head and then you move. Well, this one explains why. You know, your book is so good. So by the skin of my teeth, I barely made brown belt. I practiced for 2 years to make my black belt, and I knew what shots I was missing, I knew what time attacks I was missing. But here's the concept: if we want Americans to carry and train, and dear Lord, we need to. And at the end of the show, let's talk a little bit about the politics coming election and what your listeners need to wrap their mind around. But if we want Americans in, and if we're going to carry a gun, then we should be good with it. We don't want to be somebody that says, oh, you have to do all of this and these amazing achievements before we let you carry a gun. You know, we don't want to get like that. Grandma with a revolver in the bedside stand is a force to be reckoned with. And we want Grandma to keep in a lockbox now. But I have in my gun safe a family, a .32 revolver, and the family tradition has it from everybody that my great-grandmother in New Orleans in the early 1930s, somebody was crawling, you know, back in those days, no air conditioning, all the windows are open. She's on the second floor, and somebody gets on the balcony with the balcony doors open, and the revolver was the ultimate point-and-click interface. Granny pointed it at the door and pulled the trigger so the bad guy went away. The next morning, they tracked a blood trail out in the alley. But, Granny, that's why Americans don't have nearly as many home invasions as, say, England does, because they know there's Granny with a gun is a great equalizer out there. But if you choose to have a gun, you choose to carry a gun, then we should train. And for Americans, that's kind of hard. And take the martial arts now. 20 million Americans in the martial arts. Only a couple thousand actively compete. For Americans, you know, bowling leagues and competitions, they're just not in their blood anymore. We really respect people like you, Keita, who are out there at the national level. We stand in awe of what you're doing. But we've hit a generation that if I can't get a medal, I don't want to play. And martial arts, you're not striving against people. You're striving against a level. You're striving to get that brown belt. You're striving to get that black belt. The structure, the discipline of the dojo, and you begin in the dojo. You do the first kata. They used to do three weekends, and I want to
let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. You're taking me way back. My background is martial arts too. I know exactly what you're talking about. The one dojo in the place. We're talking with Keita Bussey and Dave Grossman, the author of On Killing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking with Keita Bussey because this is the Weaponized Woman, And she brings with her Dave Grossman. Am I right about your rank? Were you a lieutenant colonel?
Lieutenant colonel. Yeah. Through the ranks, like you said. And, you know, it was so kind of you to mention my book on killing. 500,000 copies sold worldwide, translated 8 languages. Google Scholar says it's been cited in 2,700 scholarly works. But the important book is a follow-on, which is on combat. Also on the Marine Corps Commandant's required reading list after almost 20 years of constant combat, issued in the DA Academy, issued in the Marshals Academy on combat. It talks about auditory exclusion. How could we have had 500 years of gunpowder combat and not let people know what every hunter knows? When you shoot, the shots are muted and your ears don't ring. But only when you're shooting game. We got a book coming out in about a year called On Hunting that talks about the fact that hunting is the only thing we do that consistently replicates what happens in a life and death event like combat. And tunnel vision, auditory exclusion, slow motion time on combat, critical book, issued in the DA Academy, like I said, Marine Corps Commandant's required reading. My most recent book is on spiritual combat. You know, a lot of us have been in the military, law enforcement, I've had the honor to do both. And we've seen evil. We've looked in the eyes of evil. We know there's evil in this world. And if you know there's a force for evil, and you don't have a force for good on your side, the battle's going to be hard to deal with. And we explore that spiritual side of the combat, on spiritual combat. Just came out just weeks ago, already taken off, having some great things going. But I'd like to take a minute and talk about Keita's book. It's called Smart Move. It's about the economy of motion for the shooting sports. I am going to buy 6 copies and give it to all of the folks in the jiu-jitsu movement. They're going to eat this thing up. This is dynamite. And we were talking about, I was at the front sight doing their course there, their pistol course there, and the guy said, why are you crouching when you shoot? I didn't know. I'm a martial artist. You know, in jiu-jitsu, we say your fighting stance is your shooting stance, and your shooting stance is your fighting.
Exactly.
You glide. In the martial arts, you glide. You don't bounce up and down. And Keita's book is the first time I've been thinking why we need to do that. Why those things should do it. The fact that, you know, I've heard bow hunters. I have great respect for bow hunters. Never had the time to do it myself. Deeply, deeply respected. It's ultimate hunting. Bow hunters tell you that when you release the arrow, the deer ducks. No, they don't. They crouch. To move. They got to get down. And that was in, oh, and all of the guest authors that you brought in there, Keita, just straight minds around the planet gathered together. You know, the crossover step that you talk about, that's in Arcata. We do it.
Yeah.
3-day jiu-jitsu martial arts program. It starts in the dojo. You spend the morning, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You spend Friday morning in the dojo. You work through the first kata. It's kind of hard to understand why all this works. And then you go to the range, and lots of the shots are done, you know, turn left, shoot, turn right, shoot, turn 180 and shoot. And it's all there. And you know, the hard and fast prone. I want to do an invitation to you, Keita, to be my guest. If you can get yourself to South Bend, Indiana, 17, 18, 19 July, there's a 3-day jiu-jitsu training taking place. I will be kind of a guest instructor. I got shoulder surgery coming up next week. I'll be shooting it all left-handed. I'll be doing one-handed, left-handed, left-handed reload, and I won't be able to demonstrate that there's part of it. You know, it's all for time. And one of the things you do is you do a 50-yard shot from the prone. And you start up.
Okay.
And I show people, here's my favorite. You hold the gun out. You do a little, you know, you do kind of a one-handed push-up. You punch the two legs out, and then you drop yourself down. I'm past the days but I can do one-handed push-ups all day long, but I can do one-handed slow-down kind of, you know, just not go down too fast. And it's there in the book. I mean, I keep reading things like that. And I said, yes. But we talk about interleaving with your training. I had never heard that before. This is state of the art stuff, folks. You got to buy this book. Everybody listening to me, get one and tell your friends to get one. Smart Mood, economy of motion for the shooting sports, but it applies directly to any martial art. It is brilliant. It is one of the great works of our time. I just can't tell you how excited I am about it. One thing I could add: you talk about the training feedback loop. You talk about a loop.
The training feedback loop?
It's brilliant. The training feedback loop, and about training as a loop, if you will. But someone wants to think about it. A brilliant man told me one time, I've had very few original ideas in my life. I just steal from the smart guys out there. And he said, you know, we go through a training cycle every year. We get individual training, group training, this and this and this, and we do it every year. He said, but it's not a cycle. It's a spiral staircase. Everybody goes through this same training loop. Everybody goes through this training spiral. But each of us does it at different levels. And you're not repeating yourself. You're going over the same ground at a higher level. And I always thought it was so brilliant.
I love that.
To think that we're on a spiral staircase. We're doing that cycle of training. We're going through these cycles. But every time we do them, hopefully we're doing them at a higher level. And applying that feedback loop. So it, anyway, fired up about your book.
I'm going
to be buying a bunch of copies to give to some of the great minds out there. They're going to eat it up. And it also has great application in the martial arts. The book called Smart Move by Kita. And you need to do it. So, Kita, because so many other things to talk about, I'd like to spend towards the end a little talking about the politics and how terribly important these coming elections are, and why we as Americans need to rally together for protecting our right to keep and bear arms. Look at what's happening in Canada. They're losing the right to keep and bear arms.
Yeah.
England doesn't even have a right. It's tragedy in England.
Perfect.
You know, in England, a man comes in your house and attacks your child, and you kill him with a steak knife, you're going to jail. And ask anybody in, you know, England or in Australia who's drinking the Kool-Aid over there, ask them if that's right, if that's correct. And they'll say, ask them, do you think that's right? And I said, no, that's not right. But it's the ultimate sheep mentality. Cops don't have guns. We don't have the death penalty. Nobody has the right to take a life, even defense of your children. And that's that dynamic that we need to avoid. And it all comes back to the elections and the Supreme Court and good Americans rallying together and recognizing what's truly important in this nation.
Let me get you to hold on what's important in the nation there, Colonel. I'm digging what you're saying. We got to go pay a few bills. You know, that's what we do on this commercial radio stuff.
Listen to our sponsors. Yeah. They made it happen.
There you go. And, of course, Kita, the weaponized woman. You know how I feel about your book, even with the – you'll have to tell the Colonel what you wrote to me in mine in my personalized copy. We'll be right back. we'll be right back. This weaponized woman with Kita Bussey and her guest, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economist Kevin Hazlitt says the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic has put the country in a position for a strong recovery. Hazlitt, pointing to the ADP job report that was released on Wednesday that shows 2.76 million jobs were lost in May when many forecasters had expected 9 million jobs to be lost. Hazlitt saying the ADP number suggests that we're at a turning point. All of the police officers who were present during George Floyd's death will face charges. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is also increasing the charges against Derek Chauvin to second-degree murder as opposed to third. The other three officers are expected to be charged as well. Chauvin was taken into custody Friday and, if convicted of second-degree murder, faces a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News. The world's biggest movie theater chain has suffered a blockbuster loss because of COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
AMC Theaters posting a first quarter loss of around $2.4 billion. The world's biggest movie theater chain saying the loss is due largely because it had to shut down all of its theaters in March because of the pandemic. AMC is owned by Chinese conglomerate Dalian Wanda Group. It furloughed or laid off more than 26,000 employees. It's also furloughed all 600 corporate staffers, including its CEO, Adam Aaron. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is telling lawmakers that he would not have approved an FBI surveillance application for former Trump aide Carter Page during the Russia investigation had he known at the time about the problems that have since been revealed. Rosenstein testifying on Capitol Hill on Wednesday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, the author of On Killing. Keita, now, you probably don't know this because you're a youngster. But back in the day, when Colonel Grossman served and when I served, there were only three kinds of guys in the Army that could wear the beret. And Colonel Grossman got to wear the black beret when it actually meant something.
Maroon beret. I was Ranger qualified, and I bear the Ranger tab. I'm part of the other ones were the Black Berets. God bless them. They were the Rangers, and it was a bit of a morale blow when they gave the Black Beret
to everybody. Yeah. It's like a participation trophy now.
I was there when that happened, and then I heard the story.
Well,
one other thing on all this. So, you know, one of the quotes from Gita's book. If someone tells you they don't feel stress while they're shooting, either they're lying or they have a psychological disorder. I love that. And just hearing ads about guns gets me excited. You know, if I could mention real quickly, my son and I have a gun business, sheepdogknifeandgun.com. We bought the last 50 slides and frames from Daytonics. They're the last of Daytonics, the first of the Sheepdog. Every one of them is handcrafted. It includes a target signed by me. I've got five groups with every gun, and a copy. I co-authored a book, Control. It's the best book ever done on gun control. The Glenn Beck, New York Times bestseller, Control. Not one single news report. What they don't report is mind-blowing. New York Times bestselling book, Glenn Beck, and I think I wrote more of the book than he did. Glenn Beck's book, Control. and didn't get a single online news review, newspapers, magazines, anywhere. In fact, it's a great book. There's a copy of that signed by me with every gun, sheepdogknifeandgun.com, where these are handcrafted 1911s, the last of the Daytonics, the first of the sheepdogs, and we're getting off the ground, selling them at about 2,000, just a little less than 2,000 a pop. They're really, really great guns. We got the first Hujitsu clocks. I'm a 1911 guy. I don't think I could have made my black belt in Hujitsu with a Glock. I love my Glock shooters, and I've started shooting a Glock now because my son tunes a Glock to get the trigger. You wouldn't believe what a nice trigger it is. So we got the Hujitsu Glocks, the Hujitsu 1911. We got the last of the Daytonics, the first of the Sheepdogs, sheepdogknifeandgun.com. And he's talking about guns and shooting guns. Don't get excited. And you have a psychological disorder. I just, as a one-point psych professor, I got to agree with that one. These are exciting times, and we're so privileged to be able to carry these weapons and to do these things and to be on the show and talk about these things. The key to, I'm an author. I've got half a dozen nonfiction books that are done well. What led you, if I could ask you, to write this book, and what were some of the advice you would give to others that came out of that writing and publishing process?
So what led me to write the book is that I couldn't find any information out there on movements for shooting. If I had known about what you're talking about, I definitely would have looked into it. But what I did was took things from all the sports I could find, studied them, and then tested them on the top shooters in the world to find what worked. Now, what advice I would give to other people who are trying to write a book is, rather than sitting down and trying to write a book chronologically, come up with an outline, and whatever is occupying your brain in that moment, go to that section of the outline and write about it.
Wow.
If you try to make it chronological, you're going to get writer's block, you're going to get stuck, you're not going to know what comes next. Instead, just write about the things you can think of as you think of them, get it all on paper, and later on figure out how to make it flow together.
Oh, that's good stuff. You know, I would have never said it that way, but that's the way almost all of my books have ever been. You know, I've got an outline and, you know, fill in a chapter here. And I tell people, Bushman's shortcut to writing a book, all of you out there who want an article or a book, if you, you know, taking things from the spoken word to the written word is hard work. You got to respect the work, the key to put into a book. It's hard. But if you can talk, you can write. Audio tape your class. Audio tape your presentation, your class online. There's somebody out there that will transcribe it for a minimal price, and you're halfway home. My book On Killing came out, and I realized that the heart of the matter in combat was not killing. It was these other things: slow motion time, auditory exclusion, aftermath, and my class had evolved. We had a 2-day presentation. We audio taped it, we transcribed it, and then we just hung examples and case studies and quotes on top of that skeleton, if you will. And that's what you're talking about.
The guilt.
Yeah.
Afterward. Yeah.
How's it feel to have a book out now?
It feels great. I'm working on my next one.
What's it going to be?
It's going to be on training, how to set up your training plan, how to set goals and set a training plan to reach those goals.
That, you know,
so it's going to be called Train Smarter, Not Harder.
Boy, that's beautiful stuff. And you know, one of the neat things that I'm excited, Smart Move, is, you know, there's people included in here, and they're the who's who of the shooting world. How did you get all those folks to write those sections for you? How'd that work out?
Oh, we're all friends.
Keita knows how to employ a rhinoceros hide whip, too.
That is true. I do have a whip.
She sent out a video on social media of her popping things with a whip, and is probably going about 6,000 miles an hour. And, you know, so I suspect that all went out in a text, and she was like, hey, you know, we are acquaintances. I'd really like you if you write a thing in my book, Kapop. And then, I'd be very happy to write a thing in her book, yeah.
I mean, even the foreword was well-crafted and talks about your training and what it did for that individual. You know, every book we try to have a foreword to, we try to have somebody. But most of all, if you can't find somebody who can contribute to the book, then don't do a foreword. And you had good people talking about you right up front about how the training impacted them and what you do. that, you know, and you got a future plan, that next book, and all you listeners out there, I tell you, write that book. We live in a time where there's room for lots of books. Even if your grandkids are the only ones to ever read it, you know, it's a life achievement. You should aspire
to it. It's a
legacy. Yes, yes. So what are you seeing out there in the shooting world that is kind of state-of-the-art, cutting-edge? You're out there doing, you know, you're in, you know, among the who's who of the shooting world. But what advice would you have for a guy like me who just barely made his black belt and is pushing the envelope? What are some of the tools and resources out there you recommend?
Before you do that, Keita, we got about a minute. So why don't you take, Colonel, why don't you tell everybody how they can find On Killing?
Oh, okay. My website is killology.com. All my books are listed on Killing on Combat. You also get it on Amazon.com. Killology.com, and then of course our gun shop is sheepdogknifeandgun.com, and there's a lot of other good stuff there. Like I said, on spiritual combat, we've got Bulletproof Marriage. It's a 90-day devotional, and it's spouse and sheepdog and spouse working together 5 minutes a day. Look at the reviews on Amazon.com for Bulletproof Marriage, and understand it was a finalist for the Christian Book Award this year, which is really a big deal. It's all on killology.com, and then the other stuff we talk about, sheepdogknifeandgun.com. And if I don't get a chance to say it again, how proud I am to be on here with Lock and Load, firing silver bullets of truth and justice with Keita Bussey. It's such a, I mean, I'm pumped up and fired up over the opportunity, and all you listeners out there, this is a neat opportunity for us to push the envelope together as great armed Americans in a great time in our nation.
Keita, we'll open up with you, and you can put all your stuff out when we get back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. She brings with her Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. This is Lock and Load. Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. Her guest is Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. He is the author of On Killing. Keita, before we run out of time, which we got plenty of time right now, let's hear about the new website, where that's at. Let's hear about the book and the class you got coming up this weekend.
All right, the website is 180firearmstraining.com. Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports by Keita Bussey is available on Amazon. And this weekend, Bill and I are going to be hanging out in South Carolina for a two-day movement class, and that's followed by a one-day advanced class. And before we go any farther, I have to tell you, I know where the quarter came from.
You know where what?
The quarter.
Where the quarter came from.
So, Pixie, my 12-year-old daughter, was dry-firing, practicing her double-action trigger pull all the way through with continuous pressure with a quarter balanced on top of the gun.
I love it.
That's where it came from. And she also read the book, the children's book, Sheepdog, that Dave wrote,
yep.
And she absolutely loved it. But you know what she called it? She called it a euphemism, and then she went hunting through my bedroom for the real thing. She said, I love the book, but this is a euphemism, and I want the adult one. And then she went and found Uncombat in my bedroom and sat down and started reading it.
Oh, that's so cool. And by the way, we're going to be sending you, I think it's in the mail now, the follow-on book is Why Mommy Carries a Gun. And if anybody, mom or dad, grandma, grandpa, going to carry a gun, here's what we want the kids to know, you know, find a gun, stop, don't touch, four universal gun safety laws. And you tell little Pixie that this book's coming her way. And the examples are great sheepdogs at the back of the book that will blow your mind. Pixie, it's out there doing dry fire with a quarter on the gun. That's just everybody out there ought to be fired up. Hey,
Pixie is loving your book.
Yeah,
we're having a fight over
your, two of your ads, Nace Piazza at Front Sight. I want all of your listeners to know I had the honor to train there. I quote Nace in my book several times. Great place, good training. If it's available, and you guys just put a deal in, I wish I could go do it. And then the bogus all good.
Just do the deal. Just go do the deal. You get the free class.
You got to do it. You got to run.
Do the I'll figure out. I'm the one that voiced it, and I've heard it so many times, I just don't listen to it anymore. But whatever the code is, you'll get the free class. You just got to get out there to them.
It's good stuff.
That's so cool.
On the whole politics of this, guys, I train cops in all 50 states. I've really come under attack from the cop haters and the people attacking them, and the Antifa guys, they're attacking our cops. I presented over 200 universities and colleges. I train cops in all 50 states. I've had the honor to train every federal agency at one time or another. And when I tell people, I'm the guest instructor on the criminal justice program, and I tell them, look, the whole field of criminal justice is totally flawed. We gauge the problem by the murder rate, but medical technology is holding down the murder rate. And people smack their head and say, yeah, you know, a major study came out around the year 2000, said if we had 1970s technology, the murder rate would be 3 to 4 times what it is. And that data is 20 years old. One expert says tourniquets alone across America probably cut the murder rate in half. You know,
wow.
10 years ago, nobody carried a tourniquet. Now everybody carries it. Every cop's got one. EMS got it. If a cop slaps on a tourniquet and saves a life, he's prevented a murder. It's just 20. We got half a million cops on duty every day. 20 to 30 cops a day, let alone EMS, all the other people, slap on a tourniquet, save a life. We cut the murder rate in half. The situation is much, much worse than it looks. You need to arm yourself. You need to train yourself. You need to present yourself. Latin America is a howling war zone, coming across the border like a freight train. Ain't nobody popping down to Juarez or Tijuana for a nice meal and shopping no more. It's a howling war zone, and so many nations so much worse, they're fleeing to Mexico, like going from the frying pan to the fire. Things are bad. Arm yourself, train yourself, equip yourself, and here's the key. In these next elections, we are fighting with all our heart and soul to sustain our way of life. Is that people who would take away our guns are automatically disqualified. People say, I don't like him. He hurt my feelings. I don't like what he said about this. Grow up! I want to grab you by the collar and smack you. All that matters is an acid test. One thing. Will this person support my right to keep and bear arms? Am I a free citizen who has the right to protect my family? I am my family's Secret Service. Anywhere in the world, if you're a politician, if you're wealthy, you have armed security. But the peasants and the peons will never have that right. In America, we all have that right. I am my family's Secret Service. My family deserves armed security in these violent times every bit as much as the president does. And so take every vote. I just tell you with all my heart and soul, as you cherish our nation as it is, as you cherish our freedom, as you cherish our way of life, in these elections coming up, vote, get your friends to vote, and I'm a one-issue voter. Am I a free citizen who can be entrusted with the tools to protect myself and my loved ones, or am I a child in a nanny state who can't be given a gun because you would just hurt yourself? So it comes down to that, and I'm such a fan of the radio shows, the things you're doing, and if I had one message to tell every American in these coming elections, the acid test, the critical dynamic, set everything else aside. Oh, you hurt my feelings. I don't like what he said about that. Throw up. Let go of that. Focus on one thing. Will this individual support my right to keep and bear arms, or will they destroy our nation as we know it? It comes right down to that.
Yeah.
It's a multi-pronged
word. Have you noticed how many of the snowflakes their cities are burning right now? The various snowflake mayors that are out there, they don't know how to police.
Yeah.
They've already got their citizenry is sort of restricted to owning a gun, to carrying a gun, and they're on fire currently.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I haven't noticed Antifa come. I mean, I haven't seen them around here yet. We've had a little bit of stuff happen around here.
It's only happening under Democrat leadership, because anywhere else they get hammered. Look at the cities being torn apart. Look at the ones beneath them apart. Because the people rioting are their votes. They have bought those votes. They have pandered and spent your tax dollars to buy the votes of these people. And when you look at these riots, you look at Antifa. They're not coming to Phoenix. They're not coming to Las Vegas. They're going to these left-wing cities where they know darn well, and worst of all is New York City. The socialist, the idiot who thought he could run for president, he wouldn't be elected for dog catcher in New York right now, de Blasio. And just look around and see, is this what we want for our future? Are these the people we want to be our leaders? And this the way they have failed to rise to the challenge to enforce the law and protect their citizens is a tragedy of enormous magnitude, and you can see that it's their politics that are driving the train for them. Are you a citizen that deserves to be protected, or are you somebody out there who the police says, well, you know, we're sorry, we can't do much about it today. You're on your own. And oh, by the way, you're in a state where you're not allowed to arm yourself. Crazy times are coming here, folks, but it tells us just one thing. God bless America and bless our way of life, and get out there and vote.
Good stuff.
I say that all the time, Colonel. I say that all the time. You got to participate. And the sad thing about this is the people that are in these areas where they have the snowflakes in charge and everything, this is what they voted for.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is what they voted for. They got told, well, this is this. You know, right now,
a blue seat turned over in California because they didn't like what their governor was doing. I pray and I think and I believe these next elections will be a windfall, and we will be able to set the ratchet to sustain our nation with Supreme Court justices in the years to come.
We're running out of time, Colonel. Thank you very much. Keita, of course, I'll be talking to you Saturday, I guess, sometime.
Keita,
this has been fun. Awesome book.
Thank you guys so for coming on with me today.
When Pixie gives me yours, I will read it.
Just keep the loose change off of the floor, Keita. Keep the change off the floor, whatever you do.
Hurrah.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.